KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For this Thursday, mostly cloudy skies in the upper 30s. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy skies, isolated snow showers overnight in the upper 20s. Winds will be from the northwest at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies in the upper 30s. Tomorrow night, we'll continue with cloudy skies in the mid-20s. And Saturday and Sunday, we'll finally see some sunshine and warmer temperatures. Right now, it's 32.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Authorities are investigating after a body was found in a burning vehicle in Wichita. Reports are that the discovery was made around 5 o'clock yesterday morning as firefighters were putting out the blaze. The name of the victim has not been released, and it wasn't immediately clear what caused the fire. Boeing reporting its first annual loss in more than two decades as the crisis surrounding its grounded 737 MAX drags on. Boeing said yesterday that losses in the fourth quarter of last year totaled $1 billion. The company sharply raising its estimate of spending related to fixing the MAX and compensating airlines for canceling tens of thousands of flights. Authorities say a man has been fatally shot at a Pizza Hut in Kansas City. Police identified the victim yesterday in a news release as 25-year-old LaRon Briggs. Police say he was shot inside the restaurant Tuesday night. Rick Everett with Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
Get out of your old ride and treat yourself to a new vehicle at the trade-out, trade-up sale at Rusty Egg Ford, where Price sells cars. Rusty Egg Ford is making it easy to get a new ride for the new year with every new Ford truck and SUV discounted $3,000 off. And you keep the rebate. That's a savings of up to $12,250 off MSRP. Trade out your old vehicle for a new Ford truck or SUV and save up to $12,250 off MSRP. It's the trade-out, trade-up sale at Rusty Egg Ford and RustyEggFord.com, where Price sells cars.
Plus tax and fees, discounts from MSRP, all rebates to dealer in stock vehicles only. Offers cannot be combined. Expires 1/31/2020. And now from Rusty Egg Ford, a little Caribbean vacation to break up the winter. Happy New Year from Rusty Egg Ford.
Washburn University says three of their international students are not allowed to return to classes due to the coronavirus travel restrictions from their home country. The three live in Wuhan, China, the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak. Washburn Director of Public Relations Patrick Early said the three students are in good health and are not ill. KWCH-TV reports that Early says he hopes the three students will be able to rejoin classes soon, but they have to abide by the restrictions. More than 100 people across the U.S. being tested for the disease across 26 states as of earlier this week, including one potential case being investigated in Douglas County. Patrick Mahomes has made it clear he wants to stay with the Kansas City Chiefs his entire career. In a news conference from Miami yesterday morning, Mahomes told reporters that the people are the reason he wants to stay. I'm Rick Everett with your Thursday Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
Relax.
Put your feet up.
Enjoy some free TV and movies from your friends at Blue Valley Technologies. Go ahead.
Treat yourself.
Get a year of Hulu on us.
All you have to do is sign up for internet or upgrade your speed.
Some restrictions apply, so call for details.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Students and teachers from private schools have rallied at the Nebraska Capitol to recognize National School Choice Week, a campaign to promote alternatives to public schools. The gathering yesterday drew hundreds of students, administrators, and advocacy groups who want to promote private schools, charter schools, and homeschooling. Nebraska public school teachers celebrated with their own I Love Public Schools Day. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts, a Republican who supports public school alternatives, proclaimed this week as National School Choice Week as part of the event. Lieutenant Governor Mike Foley addressed the group at the Capitol. Billionaire Warren Buffett giving up on the newspaper business. He's selling all of Berkshire Hathaway's public applications to Lee Enterprises for $140 million. The deal was announced yesterday and covers 31 daily newspapers in 10 states, as well as 49 paid weekly publications. MidAmerica Network News.
Hey guys, Sam Speck here, your farm broadcaster at the Mid-America Ag Network, reminding you that pickup trucks aren't just for farmers and ranchers anymore. Now they're used for everyday driving, and the comfort and fuel economy of the new Ford F-150 is better than ever. If you're in the buying mode, do yourself a favor and see Rusty Yak Ford in Wichita. Now's the time to trade in that old truck for a brand new Ford at Rusty Yak. Rusty Yak Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the exact truck that any farmer, rancher, construction worker, or even mom might be looking for. And right now, the savings will never be better. Right now at Rusty Yak, you get $3,000 off the MSRP, and you keep the rebate.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville and Valley Heights schools each hosted and interviewed superintendent candidates this week. Two were interviewed by both districts, Marysville hosting four and Valley Heights three candidates total. Melissa Kennedy interviewed for both. She's currently grade school principal at Bueller. A graduate of Nemahal Valley High School, she served over 20 years as elementary teacher at Frankfort and as curriculum director. Melissa Kennedy has degrees from Kansas State and Fort Hays State. Michael Couch was the other candidate for both districts. He's superintendent of Republic County Schools at Belleville and served at Haviland. Previously, Michael Couch was principal at schools in southwest and south central Kansas. He has degrees from Oklahoma Christian University and Northwest Oklahoma State. Two other candidates were interviewed at Marysville. Jim Howard is superintendent and pre-K through 6th principal at Hoxie Community Schools. A graduate of Hiawatha High School, Jim Howard has degrees from Bethany and Emporia State. Tavis DeSormer is superintendent at Trigo Community Schools in Waukini. A Silver Lake native, Tavis DeSormer has degrees from Washburn, Kansas State, and Fort Hays State. Rhonda Trimble was the third candidate at Valley Heights. She's superintendent at Onega and previously served an interim post at Blue Valley. Trimble was School Improvement Association Director of Professional Development with Greenbush Southeast Kansas Educational Service Center. Candidates toured school facilities, met with administration and community leaders, in addition to interviewing with school boards. The New Year's baby, born at Community Memorial Healthcare in Marysville January 16th, was Zoe Elaine Wyke, daughter of Valerie and Kelly Wyke of Greenleaf. The New Year's baby, born at the Washington County Hospital January 10th, was Sean William Brennan, son of Sabrina Castellanos and Brandon Brennan of Haddam. Marshall County Spelling Bee was held Saturday. 11-year-old Devlin Ogg, 5th grade at Frankfort Elementary, won first place. He was runner-up last year, and parents are Megan and Russell Ogg, Jr. Second place went to Kennedy Lamb, age 14, an 8th grader at Frankfort Junior High. Parents are Megan and Jason Lamb. Third place went to Emily Carrasco, age 13, an 8th grader at Axtell Junior High. Parents are Molly and Ismail Carrasco. Devlin Ogg will represent Marshall County at the State Spelling Bee in Wichita in March. Kansas 22nd Judicial District Judge John Weingart was appointed to sit with the Kansas Supreme Court and will hear oral arguments Thursday, then joining justices in deliberations. The appeal case involves a Topeka teen involved in a fatal drive-by shooting. He was prosecuted as an adult, although age 16 at the time, was sentenced to life in prison. Matt Simpson of Topeka has begun work as Marysville Assistant Police Chief, succeeding David Oldie. Age 38, Simpson and his wife Hannah moved to Marysville. Her parents are Gary and Carla Schroller, who live in Randolph. Gary Schroller grew up in Oquito. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, barbecue chicken, cornbread, yams, coleslaw, and pineapple. Tomorrow, turkey and Swiss sandwich and whole wheat bread, vegetable soup, celery and carrots, and melon mix. Check out the school and community calendar. North Central Kansas League Scholars Bowl at Wamego today. Marysville girls basketball tips off in the Hiawatha tournament tonight. Marysville wrestlers at Abilene this evening. KNDY News, time is 7:14.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263, Renee Gibson or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
It's no secret that Bite Me Barbecue has great food. And most of you know you can get it quick on the go. But did you know that Bite Me Barbecue also caters? That's right, you can get their amazing barbecue, including their new side, served at your next party, function, or get-together.
Game changer.
Call or stop in for details. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a system that'll be moving across the central and upper parts of the Rockies, and that will continue to push off towards the east across the upper parts of the Midwest, bringing some wintry mix and snow showers across the area as we head over the next couple of days. Otherwise, across the central parts of the Midwest, just some light chances for some snow showers late tonight and into early tomorrow. We are seeing a little bit of some flurries out there here early. Otherwise, finally, we're going to see some sunshine as we head into the weekend, as well as quiet weather and warmer temperatures. So looking at the forecast for today, cloudy skies, upper 30s. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy skies, isolated snow showers overnight in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies. We'll see highs in the upper 30s. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies, mid-20s. As into Saturday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, high of 50, and Sunday will continue with sunny skies. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late January, 37. Record high on this date, 60 in 1992. The average low, 17. Record low is 4 below 0 in 1991. Sunset this evening, 5:43. Sunrise in the morning at 7:36. 32 degrees in Marysville this morning. Winds are light, favoring the south. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 30th of January. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Chocolate.
It's Beatrice Main Street's Chocolate Lovers Shopping Day Extravaganza. Get out and explore downtown Beatrice and sample chocolate Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Register at 620 Court Street to begin and receive your map and punch card. 26 downtown locations to check out and over a dozen pop-up shops. Get to all and you'll be entered to win the grand prize. It's a free event. To fully participate, must be one of the first 200 people and be over the age of 21.
Chocolate.
The student honors the master. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Last night, the Nets' Kyrie Irving made his first appearance since the passing of Kobe Bryant, and Irving honored his late mentor by rallying Brooklyn for a win over Detroit.
Irving on the move. Kyrie cut off. Nifty pass to the corner. Prince for three. It's in and out, no good. Irving, though, with the follow-up, and he lays it up and in.
The call on WFAN. Nets win 115-110. After the game, the Brooklyn star shared what the passing of the five-time NBA champ meant to him.
We all shared something really, really strong with him as a bond, you know, whether watching him or studying him or, you know, getting to ask him questions or seeing him out there work out, or, you know, we all share something, and that's a beautiful thing. We're all connected to one person.
Vanessa Bryant delivered her first public comment since the death of her husband. In an Instagram post, she thanked everyone for the support her family has received and announced formation of a fund to help the other families who were affected by the crash. This is ABC Sports. The Pacers' Victor Oladipo checked in for the first time in over a year after suffering a ruptured quad tendon in his right knee last January, and he came through when his team needed it against the Bulls.
Up top it goes. Oladipo has it. 12 seconds to go. Long one.
The call on WFNI. Pacers win 115-106. Oladipo scored the game tying three and finished with 9 points. T.J. Warren scored 25. The Rockets' Russell Westbrook and James Harden combined for a total of 57 points. but it wasn't enough against the Trailblazers.
Here's Gary Trent Jr. with it, pushes it across the timeline. In transition, pulls up, gives it to Dame. On the wing, three-pointer, buries it!
That call on KPOJ. Trailblazers win 125-112. Damian Lillard scored 36 points and got his first career triple-double. C.J. McCollum added 22, and Carmelo Anthony moved into 17th place on the NBA's scoring list, passing Kevin Garnett. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Marysville Lady Bulldogs face Maranatha Academy semifinals of Hiawatha Invitational. 6:30 tonight, live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1.
It may not be sunny and 75 outside, but KMUI on 12th Street Liquor is going to do
the impossible
and send you to see Joe Nichols live at Prairie Band Casino February 6th. It doesn't matter if you
only smokes when she drinks,
or even if
tequila makes her clothes fall off.
You're sure to have a great time. If you're wondering,
what's a guy gotta do
to win these tickets, don't worry, there are two ways, and
it ain't no crime.
Just head to 12th Street Liquor and sign up to win. You can also listen for the special Joe Nichols Sounder on KNDY. Even though it's
cool to be a fool,
don't miss your chance to win tickets to see Joe Nichols at Prairie Band Casino on February 6th. Brought to you by KNDY and 12th Street Liquor.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. President Trump has signed the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. During a White House ceremony Wednesday, the president said USMCA is the largest, most significant, modern, and balanced trade agreement in history. USMCA replaces NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, a deal Trump considered outdated and terrible. Mexico signed the agreement last year. Legislation to approve the agreement in Canada announced this week, and Canada seems likely to approve the agreement within the next month following its legislative process. Canada and Mexico, top trading partners with the U.S. agriculture sector. President Trump says USMCA a monumental win for America's farmers and ranchers, improving access to Canadian and Mexican markets. The agreement protects current market conditions between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada, including an estimated $2.2 billion increase in U.S. ag exports. The agreement expected to grow annual dairy exports by nearly $315 million. Trump promised dairy farmers improved trade with Canada when announcing his intentions to upgrade NAFTA. Ag Secretary says a good day for American agriculture was had with the signing of USMCA. It says it shows the rest of the world the U.S. is open for business. Said the agreement is critical for U.S. farmers and ranchers, Canada and Mexico, the first and second largest export market for U.S. food and ag products, totaling more than $39.7 billion in farm exports in 2018. Those exports, according to USDA, supports more than 325,000 American jobs. All food and ag products that have zero tariffs under NAFTA will remain at zero tariff levels. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good Thursday morning. I'm Sam Speck, your farm broadcaster, here with the Mid-America Ag Network with your latest market information. Briefly, we'll recap how yesterday finished as it was a rough day. Corn closes with some losses. Soybeans also at a loss at yesterday's close. The wheat market was down as much as a dime, and the cotton futures closed with losses of 16 to 30 points in the nearby futures. Live cattle futures dropped another 40 to 47 cents. As for feeder cattle futures, future losses were as much as 70 cents in the front months. January feeders did gain a nickel as they expire today. The CME Feeder Cattle Index was at 143.59 after a 17-cent drop. Wholesale box beef prices were mixed in the afternoon, widening the Choice Select spread to 156. Choice boxes were up 67 cents, and select boxes were down 23 cents, and the hog futures closed with a triple-digit loss. Even with the signing of the USMCA yesterday by President Donald Trump, the ag markets of the overnight round of trading still showing mostly lower numbers. We'll start with the grains as March corn down 3.25 cents at 381. The wheat complex as a
whole is mostly lower. March KC wheat specifically down 4.25 at 4.67¾. Through the oil seeds, again, mostly lower numbers. March soybeans down 4 at 8.89 and similar losses from there on. March soybean meal drops 80 at 295.30 and soybean oil drops 36 points at 31.16. Cotton also in the red to start this morning through the overnight round of trading. March down 47 points at 69.59. May down 37 at 70.32. Energy complex, same story. Down triple digit for March crude oil, down 117 at 52.16. April's down the same mark at 52.25. Unleaded gas is down 3 at 149 a gallon. February heating oil also down 3 at 166. And March natural gas drops a penny at 184. Gold is up $10 an ounce at 15.80.50. Silver's up 25 cents at 17.75. And the dollar index down 4 points at 97.76. Markets on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
Our veterans deserve a lot of things.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry, agriculture, of course. Ag Twitter sure lit up when Starbucks slapped the dairy industry in the face. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Oh boy, did Ag Twitter light up when Starbucks announced what is seen by dairy farmers as a slap in the face to the struggling dairy industry. Starbucks says it will be encouraging customers to turn away from dairy and toward plant-based beverages as additives to their coffee. Instead of milk cream, they would go with almond juice as the creamer, as an example. The reason? Well, Starbucks says it wants to reduce its carbon footprint. Ag Twitter responded quickly and in large numbers, not only pointing out that the science is clear that agriculture is a minor contributor to greenhouse gases and in general is a net zero contributor. Bottom line, according to the scientists, is that eliminating dairy cows and dairy farming from the planet would be highly disruptive to the world's food supply and economic and social structure. Both plants and animals play a critical role in the health of people and the planet. More than one tweeter pointed out that if Starbucks is so serious about reducing its carbon footprint and is not just trying to jump on this plant-based fad, it would eliminate its drive-throughs, which are often 10 cars deep, 10 cars idling away. Fossil fuels are far and away the biggest contributor to greenhouse gases. Now, just how big of a potential impact is this for Starbucks? Well, the numbers don't suggest it will be very big. The milk used by Starbucks, according to a Reuters report, accounts for just 0.3%, 0.3% of U.S. milk production. However, the decision to formally denounce dairy and declare an emphasis on non-dairy options may encourage other food service outlets to follow suit, and that could add momentum to the shift toward oat, nut, soy, and other alternative beverages for supposedly health and environmental reasons. The USDA says American cow milk consumption has fallen about 2% each year since the 1970s. It is a trend that has helped put plenty of American dairy farmers out of the business and has led at least two big U.S. processors, Dean Foods and Borden Dairy Company, into bankruptcy. Dean, by the way, is one of Starbucks' key suppliers. So shame on you, Starbucks. The next time before you decide to trash an industry, do some research. Get the facts. Back after this.
Farmers Cooperative is your go-to place for agronomy, lubricants, energy, feed, and on-the-farm Mr. Tire Service. We're your extra set of wheels, your hired help, your partner to get the job done. With our Mr. Tire Service, trucks and multiple lines of products from companies that stand behind performance, Farmers Cooperative is right by your side, ready to serve you. See your Farmers Cooperative Tire Branch today.
Investing in our owner's success, Farmers Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated, featuring a Hereford Influence sale today, including 13 heavy bred Hereford cows, 3 to 7 years old, 10 black 6 to 8 month bred cows, 8 years old, 12 black 6 to 8 month bred cows older, 3 black Springer calving cows older, and 4 black spring calving cows older. 27 red and black Hereford steers and heifers weigh 4.5 to 5.25. 13 Hereford steers, 5 to 6.5. 31 Hereford steers and heifers weigh 5 to 6.75. 150 black and red steers and heifers, 5 to 7.50. 45 black and red steers and heifers, 5.5 to 7.50. 60 Hereford steers and heifers, 5.75 to 7.25. 134 Hereford cross steers and heifers weigh 5.5 to 7.75. Other consignments include 10 black steers and heifers weighing 4 to 5. 25 weighing in at 5 to 6, 34 at 5.5 to 7.50, 12 mixed bulls and heifers, 5.5 to 8, 42 black steers, 5.75 to 7, 15 weighing 6 to 7, 8 black steers and heifers, 6 to 7, 45 weighing in at 6 to 7, 50 weighing 6 to 7.50, 26 black and red steers, 6 to 7.50, 25 black steers and heifers, 6 to 7.50, 44 weighing in at 6 to 8, 16 at 6 to 8.50. 15 black steers, 6.50 to 8. 45 black steers, heifers, 6 to 9. 7 black heifers weigh 7 to 7.50. 40 black replacement quality heifers, 7.50 to 8. 20 black steers, 7.50 to 8. 26 black and mixed steers, heifers, 7.75 to 8.25. 180 red steers, 8.75 to 9. And 10 black heifers weigh 9.50 to 1,000 pounds. Those early consignment listings for the sale today, Hereford Influence sale at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. 7:31 from KNDY, 32 degrees with a light south wind. May warm a few degrees, still holding in the middle 30s for high today.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Thursday, Kansas City back in the Super Bowl 50 years after the Chiefs coach Hank Stram cracked up the football world by agreeing to be wired for sound for the big game highlight film. And the way we think of highlights will never be the same. NFL Films took a risk in asking Stram to wear the microphone during Kansas City's 23-7 victory over the Minnesota Vikings in Super Bowl IV. It was the first time it had ever been done in the Super Bowl. What came out of it was video gold. It's highlighted by Stram's stream of conscious patter that was delivered to players, assistants, and the refs. These days, highlight films are filled with players and coaches mic'd up, but few can do what Stram did the last time the Chiefs were in the big game. Round ball, Kansas State held off Oklahoma 61-53 last night, handing the Sooners their fourth loss in the last five conference games. Mid-American Network Sports.
Get out of your old ride and treat yourself to a new vehicle at the trade-out, trade-up sale at Rusty Eck Ford, where Price sells cars. Rusty Eck Ford is making it easy to get a new ride for the new year with every new Ford truck and SUV discounted $3,000 off. And you keep the rebates. That's a savings of up to $12,250 off MSRP. Trade out your old vehicle for a new Ford truck or SUV and save up to $12,250 off MSRP. It's the trade-out, trade-up sale at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com, where Price sells cars.
Plus tax and fees, discounts from MSRP, all rebates to dealer in stock vehicles only. Offers cannot be combined. Expires 1/31/2020. And now from Rusty Eck Ford.
Thursday, semifinals in the Hiawatha Girls Invitational. Marysville takes on Maranatha Academy. 6:30 tip-off, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. In the late game, Hiawatha entertains Jackson Heights. Back in the bracket, Atchison tips off with St. Mary's, and Falls City faces Horton.
Winter-weary gardeners are always anxious for indoor seed starting time, but some extra patience will pay off in the long run. We will explain why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Well, the holidays have come and gone, but I guess health coverage wasn't the best purchase I made for the new year. I'm paying way too much.
Have you tried Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans?
No, what's that?
They're a new health care provider. They can lower your deductibles, save you money, and they have way more options than just marketplace plans.
I'm in.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
With lower deductibles and lower premiums, plus the largest provider network available, Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans can help. For an online quote, visit KansasFarmBureauHealthPlans.com.
Kansans have a new choice for Medicare supplement insurance plans. With Medicare supplement insurance plans from Kansas Farm Bureau, you have access to four levels of coverage, affordable rates, and service from an organization that served Kansans for more than 100 years. For more information on Kansas Farm Bureau Medicare supplement plans, including rates and to apply, visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by U.S. or state government. This is a solicitation of insurance. A representative of Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans may contact you.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, January 30th, the 30th day of the year. Musician Phil Collins has a birthday, and FDR, our 32nd president, was born on this day in 1882. Knowing when to start seeds indoors can be a combination of research, guesswork, and intuition. Where do you start? Check the seed packet or catalog for information about germination time and recommend interval from germination to transplant. Then count back from your intended planting date to determine the best time for starting indoors. You want to include your region's last frost dates in that calculation, too. And here's some advice from the experts. It's better to start a little late than too early. Spindly, leggy transplants never do as well as younger, vigorously growing ones. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
KNDY.
I just can't get away from a good time. Enough, hanging in the backyard, working on my truck, turning some wrenches, cranking some tunes, a typical Saturday afternoon. Next thing I know, my neighbor Pete walked back, said his weed whacker had run out of gas. We looked hard, couldn't find a drop, ended up with the fridge in the back of my shop. One cold one turned into four, four's got a way of turning into more. Bust out the winners, bust out the bonds, fire up the grill, gonna have a little fun. It follows me around wherever I go, just like a